Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Joe.
How's it going?
All right, all right. We are on the third issue of this Iron Man story arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, go check out our last two, as well as episodes 50 through 56. And we will start this issue. It's called Duel in the Dark Dimension.
Death in a Dark Dimension.
No. It's actually called Duel in a Dark Dimension. The cover just says Death in a Dark Dimension because they're stupid.
Yeah,
that's confusing.
Yeah, I think we've had that a few different times.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what if we put something really catchy and racy on the front of it and then change it on the inside so it's back to what we said in the last comic as opposed to...
Because why the hell not?
Exactly. Comic book logic.
Weird. We start out this issue, and we've got Happy Hogan.
Okay, I'd like to say that this is the first time that I've actually paid attention to Happy in the comics, apparently. Because every time I think of Happy, I think of, you know...
Jon Favreau?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I see him right here, and I'm like, I don't like it at all.
No, really?
I don't.
Okay.
I like him as kind of a, you know, little heavier set.
Goofy guy.
Kind of a goofy guy. Yeah. You know, makes you think happy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. This is the second time Happy showed up. We've seen him.
Yeah.
He was in one of the earlier Iron Man issues.
When he was in the Suspenseful Tales, I think?
Well, yeah. He's been around for some time.
Yeah.
As far as on the show here, this is the second time we've seen him. But we're introduced to Happy here, and he is... having a bit of an argument with Tony. Apparently, there is somebody that is...
that stole Pepper.
Yeah, that kidnapped Pepper. Happy's wife. Which, again, still throws me that those two are married. But again, I'm also used to the movies. I think I said that exact same thing last time.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what Happy and Pepper did before Tony... actually took interest in realizing she was a person.
I mean, I could tell you what happens.
No. I'm talking about in the movies.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
There you go.
I was referring to the comics because I know what happens there before those two get together. Yeah. Anyway. So what ends up happening is that this kidnapper... says to, I don't know if he says it to Tony or if he says it to Happy, that he needs to find this individual called the Freak. And once the Freak is handed over to the kidnappers, then Pepper will go free. Unbeknownst to Happy, however, the Freak apparently is
Happy,
which I never knew Happy Hogan had. Abilities.
Nope, me neither.
Granted, it's also Tony's fault that he's got these abilities, but...
because he blasted him with a cobalt ray.
Yeah. So it just goes to show that Tony Stark's been fucking people over since 1970.
Even before that, I was in 1960-something.
Yeah.
So anyway, so... Tony, as Iron Man, decides that he's just going to go find this guy that's got Pepper and flies in through a...
He finds this ship.
Ship thing.
And flies into it and comes across the Collector. I know we haven't had this the first time for us to have the Collector on the show.
But many of you may recognize him from, what, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, he was Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
His character.
Guardians Which, 1, also actually, in if Unity you, War.
Yeah, and Guardians 2.
If you look
well.
At this dude's face, though, he actually does look like Benicio del Toro.
A little bit.
Yeah, like, it was a good casting.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, the Collector is...
oh, he was in one of the Avengers that we read, wasn't he?
No, that was the Grandmaster.
Oh, that's right.
Who is they're cousins, I think, or brothers. I can't remember which.
They're also related. In this picture with Iron Man and Pepper, Iron Man has nipples again.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they literally are just like bolts right there, but they are perfectly over his nipples.
Look, what happened was they couldn't figure out how to draw a man's torso without drawing nipples on it. So they were like, oh, here we go.
So this is definitely where Joel Schumacher got the idea for the Batman.
Titties.
Batman if there's costume. Not nipples, how are they going to tell it's a man's chest?
Exactly. Right? The collector gets introduced, and he is carrying Happy, a knocked out Happy. And Iron Man's basically saying, hey, you know, let these guys go. You can have me out. Just let everybody go. And the collector's like, no, I don't want you. I want the freak. However, I will release both of them if you find this sword for me. And it's called the Solar Sword.
Wonder what kind of powers that has.
Magic rays.
Solar rays.
Solar beams.
No, I don't believe
it. Oh, yeah. It's like, Solar Sword, use Solar Beam.
Solar Beam is gathering energy.
Son of a bitch.
We got two Pokemon fans over here.
Hell yeah. I'm not one of them. Dude, I'm just glad that you knew that Solar Beam takes two turns to use.
Oh, yeah. Unless you use a sunny day, which makes the sunlight real harsh, and then you could use it all in one move.
There you go.
Yep.
I think you guys had like an episode on Pokemon, didn't you?
We've had a couple.
Yeah.
I haven't made it that far.
So what ends up happening is Iron Man says, fine, I'll get you this damn sword. Where is it? And the collector takes him to this like...
the dark dimension.
Thank you. I was going to say this other dimension, but dark dimension is perfect. So Iron Man goes and tries to find it.
Well, he's using his chest flashlight to search the ground for the sword. Because, you know, it's just going to be sitting there on the ground somewhere.
I mean, why not?
And right? Then all these flying monkey dudes are like, oh, he's got light. Kill him. And then he's like, wait, what? And then they just start, like, stabbing at him with their shadow spikes.
Yeah.
But they can't penetrate his armor. And Tony's like, I'm going to penetrate something here.
Jesus.
He doesn't really say that, though.
Before too long, we are introduced to...
Thor's cousin.
He kind of looks like it, doesn't he?
Basically.
Yeah. Valar. Yeah, there's a hyphen in there somewhere.
It's Valar.
Okay.
I don't know.
But anyways. He's the one holding the sword and using it to strike back these shadow demons that look very things. Did either one of you ever watch Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Okay. They look like the Weeping Angels.
A little bit, yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, cool. Anyway, they are able to...
So they go back to back, and then fight off all these...
They're able to get these guys away, and Tony's just like, all right, cool, thank you, and then Valar goes into his backstory without even asking.
let me regale you with a tale of my might.
Yeah.
Oh.
Turns out this land is being overrun by this wizard lord called
Wizrobe.
No.
Oh.
Shere Khan.
Shaka Khan?
No, Shere Khan.
Shere Khan.
You know, from like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. But no, it's just this dark wizard that apparently likes the dark and wants to extinguish the light. Valar was the only one who was able to.
Their scientists made this sword.
Yeah, he was the only one that was able to hold it.
Yeah, they could pull in sunbeams, and since he was the one that could wield it, he was the one that was holding back the darkness. So they gave him this spamfy suit here.
Yeah. So Tony is eternally grateful, but he needs that sword to save Pepper and Happy. So he's just like, hey, I'm here for that sword, so I kind of need that sword, so can you give me that sword, please? Valar was like, no. So they fight. But this, I guess, the dark wizard.
The monkey guys were watching.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, they're fighting. Let's go get everybody else and bum rush them.
Yeah. So yeah, Dark Wizard came, and Tony took the opportunity when Valar was distracted, knocked him out, grabbed the sword, and rushed off. But the Collector had kind of double crossed him, and was already starting to shoot Happy with the cobalt rays. Mm-hmm. I can speak words, I swear. And once Tony gave him the sword, he stopped. However,
the sword starts supercharging itself because it was made in the dark dimension, and basically the sword pulls in all the solar particles, I think.
All the light particles, yeah.
And yes. So, like, being in a land where there's more solar particles in the atmosphere, it starts to basically supercharge itself, and it's going to explode. And the Collector's like, oh, fuck no, I didn't sign up for this. And Tony's like...
Well, no, he's like, I can't let go, you have to help me, Iron Man. And Iron Man's like, I'll help you if you release all of us. And he's like, fine, I'll do whatever you want, just help
me
out.
Get this thing out of here.
Yeah. So Tony takes him back to the portal, back to the Dark Dimension, and basically gives the sword back to Valar. And Valar is able to
blast Shere Khan.
Yep.
Shaka Khan.
Which I love how before he can get the sword, Valar's attacking him with this light spear. And Shere Khan like destroys it, and then he's like, and as I have so playfully shattered your meager weapon, he's flying up around him. So with this attack I shall shatter your like, if you had just taken care of him instead of showing off, you would have got your ass handed around to you.
But come on, dude. How often do you get to ride into a battle on, like, a dragon thing?
Well, he does that every time, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think we ever see him again. I don't know if Valar's a big character.
I bet you it was, like, a one-shot or a two-shot or something
I think so.
And then they're like, wait, this is boring.
This isn't King's Landing.
Nope. No, it's not. So Iron Man takes the Collector back to the ship, and they go flying off. Don't even say goodbye to Valar, you know, the hero.
And Valar's like, I know he was a dick and stole my sword, but he came back, so I like
him. So he's good in my book, yeah. The Collector drops off the three of them, Happy, Iron Man, and Pepper, back home. Happy really had no idea why he was even on the ship, because he has no idea he's the freak.
And nobody tells him.
Exactly.
Which is kind of a dick move when you really think about it.
Right?
Yeah.
His own wife knows and will not tell him. That's shitty.
That's because Tony's like, guess what I'll do if you never tell him?
Oh, jeez.
I'll give you $1 million. What do you think I was going to say?
Uh-huh. We basically end the issue with Iron Man flying off and the Hogans going back to their meager lives. I don't know.
Did you say meager lives?
I said meager lives.
Damn. They have lives that are fulfilled and happy because they're in love.
Uh-huh, sure.
And because his name is Happy.
See?
That one I agree with. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Joe, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about basically whatever comes to their head. You can find them on every major podcasting app, as well as on YouTube. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Iron Man story.